And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
North Carolina Democrats made a lot of progress last week in winning back state legislative seats, but there was one clear factor that prevented a genuine blue wave from transforming state politics: partisan gerrymandering. We've known for years that Republican majorities in the General Assembly and the state's congressional delegation have far exceeded the size of their actual support in a closely divided purple state. But last week's results really brought that fact home again. This was most obvious in the state's 13 congressional districts, where the total vote was almost dead even despite the presence of 9 extremely well-funded Republican incumbents and one race, the 3rd district, in which Democrats didn't even field a candidate. In the 12 contested races, Democrats actually outpolled Republicans by 3 points. Yet despite this impressive performance, Democrats only won 3 of those 12 seats. Similar numbers were at work in the General Assembly races. The bottom line: gerrymandering continues to remain a toxic and dangerous plague upon our democracy. Its elimination and the adoption of a nonpartisan redistricting system must remain at the top of the policy priority list for all caring and thinking people. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.